offend any women with this video, but if the shoe fits, wear it. And if the shoe doesn't fit, don't get offended and acknowledge that men have it rough these days when it comes to marriage and divorce.
Before you even get started, they don't care. And they're going to get offended. You doing that little speech before isn't going to affect anything. Most of them are driven by emotion. If you say anything that can be perceived as negative about them, they're going to get offended. And no, they don't care about your struggle, your hurt, your pain, none of that. They care about themselves and their children. If they have any. And a lot of them don't even care about their children, if we're being all the way honest. Caring about a man when it don't affect them in any way? Nah, forget about it. Let that go. But continue.
I grew up thinking the majority of people were capable of having a happy, lifelong commitment, marriage, relationship, whatever. I mean, I grew up in a pretty religious area, so it was pretty common for most. But as an adult, now I'm seeing the majority of people are completely incapable of having a healthy relationship. It's probably 95% of people are too toxic to have a lifelong commitment. And the way our culture is now, women see themselves as this prize men need to compete for, and we're nothing but a resource to them. Once they marry us, they don't care if we stay. I don't know a single woman who cares if her husband stays or goes. I don't know any who care, like, would be sad if they lost their husband. My grandparents were all miserable growing up. All they did was nag. I thought my parents were a good example. They gave me hope. You know, they seemed happy. But now that I'm older, I have found out how much they were hiding. And that they hate each other now. I mean, they're in their 60s, but they barely talk. My dad started sleeping in a different room 20 years ago. They should have got divorced 20 years ago after The Last of Us Kids.
Sometimes I think men and women don't really like each other. Men like bedroom fun, and women like money and resources and protection. So we just tolerate each other to get those things that we want. I'm getting to the point now where I don't think the expectation in relationships or marriages should be happiness. It should be, look, I'll protect and provide for you if you act like you like me and be nice to me and give me bedroom fun. And it's a business relationship like that. Act like you like me, give me some loving, I'll pay the bills and protect you if somebody break in. A business arrangement. People going in it for love and, oh, we're going to like each other for 50 years. We're going to love each other for 50 years. No, that's not realistic. Y'all going to get tired of each other at some point. So what's going to keep the family legacy together and the family together when you're tired of each other, tired of looking at each other, can't get along? Like, decent people should be able to make a relationship work. But usually in a relationship, it's one decent person and one scumbag. And that's why I think most relationships don't work. Or both of the people are scumbags. That happened a lot too.
So since I graduated high school 20 years ago, all I've seen from my friends is divorce after divorce. Everybody I know is divorced. Everybody's paying child support. Luckily, I don't have any kids. I don't ever plan on getting married again. I think American culture is horrible. I think that women don't value relationships. I think, you know, there's problems with men too, but for the most part, what I see is men, we're the romantic ones. We're the ones who want a marriage. We're the ones who want a family. We're the ones who fantasize about doing things with our wives and growing old together and being happy. And women, I don't know, like, they want kids, but they don't give a crap about a husband.
So many people. It's like a lot of people.
This is totally me. I just want to be by myself. And if I do hang out with people, it's like a small circle, two or three people. Let's chill at the house, or let's go somewhere that's real chill, not crowded. Let me know if you like this in the comment section, or why I shouldn't be like this in the comment section.
Stop teaching girls to accept less. When I was younger and my mom would vent to me about my dad, a lot of the time it was around things that she would just end up saying, honey, men are just different. They're just stupid. You really have to spell it out for them, really dumbing things down. And that message is actually really harmful because men aren't stupid. Men are very capable beings. And all men are not like this. My husband is not like this. When you look on this comment, the video I'm talking about, my husband is not like this. Because I made damn sure I wouldn't marry a man that was the way my mom would describe my dad at times. Men are capable. It's whether or not they choose to be.
Fellas, look, clean up after yourself. Be a decent human being. Take your woman out from time to time and appreciate her on a basic level. If that's not enough, just leave her. If you cleaning up after yourself, treating her with respect, leading her right, and taking her out from time to time ain't enough for her to want to be with you, and she always telling you, do more, you ain't doing enough, just leave her. It'll never be enough. I'm just letting you know. It will never end. You know what? We should start teaching women to accept less, because society have taught them to expect unrealistic things. Society has taught women to expect the world and Mars and Jupiter and the stars and stupid like that that's unrealistic. So as a parent, yes, teach your little girl to accept less to offset all the things that society are going to say she deserves just for existing. Yeah, that's what I'll say.